To Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Saturday, October 31st. Happy Halloween, everybody. 11:17 p.m. Whoo! It's still a lot of motherfuckers that be trick or treating and shit. This shit crazy. My neighborhood. They have a lot of parties and shit. Everybody stay safe out there. Man, go vote. Go vote. I want to just talk about my experience today. I went to vote absentee at my local chancery clerk office or whatever that shit is. Fuck all them people in there, by the way. Because, you know, they had some people working hard trying to get people out. But they only had, like, four people working. They should have had at least 10. You know what I mean? So they can get people in and out of there. It was a lot of senior citizens and disabled people who was in that line suffering and shit. I went up there. Today at about, I got in line probably at 2:20. I got out of there. I was sitting in my car at 4:20. So I spent 2 hours in line going through this absentee ballot thing. And the experience was horrible. Some people, you know, I talked to my friends and shit, and they said, 2 hours wasn't bad. Some of them was in line 3 and 4 hours. So, but of course I did it. So Tuesday, I don't have to worry about the bullshit. I don't have to worry about none of it. I can just come home, you know, stay at the house, not fuck with that shit. But, you know, with that said, there was a lot of people that was taking advantage of this absentee ballot thing. And I think Tuesday, when people show up to the polls, I don't think it's going to be that bad. I don't think it's going to be no crazy lines, at least not in Mississippi. I don't think so. We'll see. You know, but going through the whole process, it just make you realize this country don't want you to fucking vote. You know, so that's all the reason to vote, especially if you black, because your ancestors couldn't vote, but they don't want you to vote. Why? Because they could have had that shit way smoother than what it was today. They can have this shit on the app. Everybody vote on the fucking app and that shit be over with in 10 seconds. But nah, they don't want to do that shit. They want to throw all these hurdles at you. It discourage your ass from voting. Why? Because majority of the people would vote Democrat. So they had to throw those obstacles because they know if it's a low voter turnout, Republicans normally win. And then we got to get rid of this electoral college bullshit where it should just be whoever get the most votes win, not whoever wins electoral college win the shit. Hillary had 40 million more votes than Trump and lost. That's bullshit. We got to do better. Joe Biden might get 80 million more votes than Trump and still lose. Because it's electoral college bullshit. We got to do away with this shit. And we need to ask these people. We need to tell these people. We need a fucking app. You vote on your fucking phone. You put in your information, and hey, that's the end of it. You vote, get that shit out the way. But they don't want to do that because it'll always be Democratic. It'll always be a Democrat in that motherfucker. So they had to stop that, and big businesses need Republicans because for the tax break. So, hey, it is what it is. This shit not gonna really affect me too tough. The stock market should get better with whoever in there. But this voting thing, they discourage people from voting. I see why a lot of people say, fuck voting. I can understand because you don't even want to go through the hassle of standing in long lines, waiting in long lines. Had to, if you got to pee, you trying to hold your, hold it and shit. So you won't lose your spot in line. This shit is crazy that we going through this shit in 2020 to fucking vote. So I'm ready to get this shit over with. Put all this shit behind me. It was a great experience today. That was my first time doing it, and I just wanted to see how it was. And would I do it again? Hell no. I'd just rather go to my voting, my typical voting place, because they get you in and out. They really good at what they do. And just like this place had four people working, which they had two people, sort of greeting you when you came in. They getting your name, your information, where you vote at. And then they give you the ballot. You go to your little designated little spot, fill out the ballot, and then you go to, it's two other people in the back. And those, between those two people, they take the ballot from you. Or where they don't take it from you, they put it in the envelope, seal the envelope, you sign it, they sign it, and then you stick it in this blue metal box. They had like three blue metal boxes. You put them in whichever one, you know what I'm saying? And then you exit out the building. So that's a total of four motherfuckers. And they needed at least 10, you know what I mean? But, yeah, they could have made that shit smooth, but they didn't want you to vote. So, but yeah, I wouldn't do it again. I'd go to my regular polling place because my regular polling place had at least 10 people, greeting you as soon as you walking in, getting your name information, giving you your shit, and you in and out that motherfucker. They got at least 10. And this year, they might have way more than 10. It might be 20 motherfuckers up there. So, which enables you to get in and get out. But yeah, so this shit was a joke. They definitely, a few people walked out the line. A lot of people, though, stayed. And they really was trying to make that shit happen. It was unbelievable, the determination of people, standing in that line. And a lot of people, like you say, I left. I was in the car at 4:20. The polls, the place closed was supposedly, it was supposed to close at 5 o'clock. It was still a line out the door at 4:20. So I know those people didn't get through it by five. It would have been impossible. Those people would have probably needed another 2 hours. So I don't know if they turned people away or what. If you was in that line, got turned away, hit me up, because I really want to know exactly what happened with all this shit. But yeah, it's horrible experience. Wouldn't do it again. But still, the moral of the story is to still go vote. It's your civic duty. You know what I'm saying? If you black, your ancestors died for it. So that's why I did it. I know my ancestors looking down on me and proud of me. But I can also see the other side of where people be like, man, fuck voting. Fuck that shit. Because it's so much of a hassle. But you have to keep in mind they designed it to be a hassle because they don't want you to vote. They can sit up here, lie, and say, we want you. No, they don't. They don't want you to vote. They want that shit as low as possible so they can get a Republican in there. And like you say, it is what it is. Thank you guys for always tapping in. Go get your merch. Go get your merch. Buy as much shit as possible. Continue to support this podcast. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I am Bobby Cruder Jr. Go get your merch. The link is going to be in the description of the podcast. And hey, until next time.